The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, top of the day to you here on the 21st of May, Linda Bott's birthday, buddy. And she's not here. When I just talked to her, she was on the plane and was up there chit-chatting with the pilots to help them make sure they could find it from Long Beach to Sacramento. And she'll be back here around noon. So happy birthday, honey. I know you can't hear me right now, but I already wished it to you. Hey, the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, good morning, bud.
Good morning.
Okay, this is my producer, Jared. Jared's been with us. How long now, Jared?
I think a little over 4 years now.
4 years. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Time flies.
4 years. But he's also my Game of Thrones guy. You know, here on Sunday. You know, we don't correspond a lot. I mean, let's just say, you know, we can just say that. You know, we talk about business, you know, and a couple other things. I get a text. Game of Thrones.
Buckle up.
Game of Thrones. There you go. Hey, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 52 degrees here downtown. Today we have a 90% chance of showers, then mostly cloudy at night with a high of 62, a low of 50. On Wednesday we have a high of 77, a low of 56, going to be mostly sunny. The same for Thursday with a high of 80, a low of 56. And then on Friday we have sunny with a chance of showers, high of 80 and a low of 57.
Wow. So it looks like today is going to be the last showers for a while.
At least until Friday.
Until Friday. Okay. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kenny own this business. I just saw Chuck yesterday. We had lunch together. Chuck was a pilot in the same unit that my cousin was in Vietnam. And just, you know, and he it's one of those things, you know, you talk about what a small world it is. He and I are talking about, he was in, you know, in the Air Cav, the first and the ninth. And I said, you know what, my cousin was in that. And, you know, Jimmy Roche. And he goes, Rocket Roche? Well, yeah, it was Rocket Roche. And Jimmy flew Cobras and Loaches and Hueys over there before he was wounded. And they just happened to know him. And it's just a small world. Anyway, Chuck and Judy Kenny and Shasta Gas and Propane, you know, he's a veteran. He gives discounts to seniors and veterans, 365-3793. There's a lot more to his story and the fact and how he helps so many people in this area. But last night I went to the EI, I think it's an EIB, Environmental Impact Study, EIS, at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. And it was, you know, why this was, they were taking in on the impact of the Wind River Casino, River Ranch, or Redding Rancheria moving to this new position on I-5. And I heard the most amazing things last night. And from the people opposing it, some of them I thought, well, gosh, you know what, those things, you know, I understand what they're saying. Others were so, you know, when you talk about a percentage of people, of Indians, and, you know, they've got enough. I mean, this was said. They've got enough. They didn't use those words. They have enough. You know, they obviously have enough to be able to do good things around here. Wow. I mean, and not everybody said that, but a couple people did. And I thought about that. I mean, I thought, well, you're punishing people for success that want to expand their business. And it's not them. It's not Redding Rancheria. It's anybody that wants to expand out there, I believe, on that section of I-5 because of Churn Creek Bottom. It's the Churn Creek Bottom group that's really strong. And these people are tough. These are tough people They've defeated the car malls. They've defeated the that Hawkins they're putting that shopping center in. They've defeated that. They're against Costco, and now they're fighting. Now they're going to fight the Redding Rancheria wanting to go on I-5. I'm just and you know, on some, I understand some people out there, they're really concerned. Some of them just really concerned about the traffic and crime. And this one lady, you know, I really felt for her because I understood what she's saying, because I thought she was very, very, when she was talking, she was very, very effective in what she said, because you could tell she was very sincere about this. So anyway, Gary Hayward's going to be on today, the chairman of the Wind River Casino and Resort, to talk about that. Ken Murray's going to come in too. Ken Murray spoke last night. And then I'm trying really hard to have the leader of the Support Shasta group that's opposing this. I want to try real hard to have him in here Friday, because I want both sides of this to come out, because I think that if Wind River is given permission to build there, that there's going to be an initiative started. They're going to try and start an initiative like they did with the Hawkins shopping mall. It's going to be interesting. I think the battle was joined last night for the first time. I mean, they've been sparring now. The round one started, I believe, last night. So it'll be interesting about that. So we also have the vice chairman of the Republican Party of California. Yes, there is still a Republican Party in California. And he's going to be calling in at 7:30. Peter Chow, I think his name is. And he's got a heck of a success story. And my first question is, how do you make the Republican Party viable again in California? Is it should we just kind of like, you know, should the last person in the Republican Party turn out the lights in the offices there? Or what is this? What is the Republican Party doing to become actually a vibrant party in the state of California? To accomplish things, to start winning back seats. Right now, the Democrats have got them have got them in a chokehold. And every election, it gets tighter and tighter. And the chokehold until, I don't know, if they're looking to completely do away with the Republican Party, or is the Republican Party doing away with itself? Yeah, I got, you know, this is going to be an interesting day today, I tell you. And I hope you stay with us. And, you know, for all this is going on. Plus, I have a few other things I need to talk about. I don't think I have a rant this morning. I don't think. But then again, hey, the day is still young. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms was started 9 years ago by Sarah and John Bastiani. They bought that building down there. They built their firearms company. And I can tell you what, you're not going to find better customer service. They've got a great selection of firearms there. This is the only place I buy mine, is there. I go in and I talk to them if there's a firearm I want, or Linda goes in there and to surprise me with something. But it's all the accessories they have too. They've got classes on CCW, hunter safety. They have it's all in one place here at Bastiani Arms. And you know what, veterans? You get a discount at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:13 in the morning, and it's about 54 degrees right now.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. and Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call Group Sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river. Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Clyde's. The original and still the best at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, specializing in home electronics. He's kind of moving the classic car parts out because he's got to expand his business in the electronics there. Over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Now, we went down there the other day and talking with Clyde. Our TV set is seen its best days. So we're talking with him about great deals down there, great deals, Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. At Clyde's Enterprises, you won't go wrong by going down and seeing Clyde. Locally owned, locally operated, and has been for 47 years. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give them a call at 221-4144. You know, it's sad news, you know, around town. We've had so many people who have played such a large part in our community have passed away. Father Wesley's funeral was yesterday up at IGO, and it was beautiful. Major John Kleckner's services are today at 10 o'clock at the Allen and Dahl on Eureka Way funeral home. And then he will be interred at noon at the National Cemetery or Veterans Cemetery up at IGO. And then Candace Balma, the sheriff of or the daughter of Sheriff Balma, who was the sheriff here for so many years, also has passed away. She was a leader of the Republican Party up here in Shasta County, was a force to be reckoned with. But what a nice lady she was. She knew where she wanted to go. She's been successful. Obviously, the Republicans, in their last bastion in California, have held on. But it's getting, it's changing also. Yeah, that's why I'm really interested in talking to Mr. Cho today with his thoughts on the with his thoughts on the Republican Party and where they're going to go and all that. And he's going to be on, like I said, at 7:30. Hey, the family of John Kleckner have they need some help on. They had they're having an obituary for Major Kleckner, and it looks like it's going to be, you know, it's good size. And it's going to cost them about $1,500. So as Kim Chamberlain called in yesterday to say, if we could, you know, if people could give to help offset this, and if you can, you know, any amount, just make a check payable to Doris Kleckner in care of Kim Chamberlain at 2273 Knobcone Avenue. That's K-N-O-B-C-O-N-E Avenue, Anderson, 96007. So, and that's again, three people that have done so much for our community passing like that. Things in the news that have been I don't know, it's the news has, it either goes through cycles or what on this, but the big thing is the this continuing. Now, Barr, Attorney General Barr, has said he thinks that he says that he feels that the rules were changed when it came to Trump. The rules were changed on how to get FISA warrants, that they were using information that was not credible, and people knew it at the time, but yet they still used it. And then what happened? Was it a group of people who had sent emails to each other, as that's been proven, saying is that they were going to be the firewall between Trump becoming president and being pulled down, which is what, you know, they've tried, or people have tried, and are still trying. And here's my biggest complaint about the whole thing, is that Trump, when he won the election, totally flummoxed the major news media sources. I mean, from the New York Times, Washington Post, all of the channels, and I think even Fox thought that he didn't have much of a chance. And even on up to Election Day, the only person who thought he had a chance was Donald Trump. And then that night he won. It was just, you know, when you watch major news anchors who are supposed to be, this is the news. I'm telling you what the news is. I'm telling you how this is. We report it, you decide. That kind of thing. I love that. We report it, you decide. To watch major news anchors almost tearing up when Donald Trump won the election. And he won the election. Let there be no mistake about that. Oh, but there were more. There was 3 million more votes for Hillary. That's like the inner boroughs of New York. So New York, or you could just say L.A., was the difference in the whole country. Those two, you know, one, not both of them, but one of those metropolitan areas was the difference. But that's over. You would think that's over. And then they actually took a step back, and I thought, well, maybe something's going to change here. And they said, you know what, we've lost touch with middle America. From that whole huge area you fly from New York to L.A., we've lost in touch with them. And they have. They have. And they, but yet, in the first 100 days and from beyond, 90% of the articles and news has been negative at Trump. I mean, I can understand, you know, 60, 70, but 90%? I don't care if it was a Democrat or Republican. For the media to have 90% of all of their stories be negative and undermining this presidency. And even, you know, Fox was the only one, and you're going to say, oh, it was 90% for Trump. No, it was 54% for Trump, 46% negative, you know, pro and negative. I mean, that's kind of what you'd expect all of the major news sources to be, somewhere around there. That's what we expect as Americans in a free press. But our free press has chose to not abide with the elections. Now, people I know voted, you know, differently than I did. But I didn't say things. I didn't have, I would not have on here anybody that said things like, he should be killed. He should be dismembered. I mean, it's on major, major shows. You have people talking about it. You have a woman holding a severed head of Trump, you know, a replica of it. You hear things about his son. I mean, it was horrible at the first when they first got elected, but thank God that they backed off his son because they were launching attacks on his son, the 12-year-old. So here we are. The Mueller investigation's over. No collusion, no obstruction. Well, that goes against everything that was being said. They were all saying this, okay, you know, he's going to jail. He's going to, in Brennan, the former head of the CIA, I have information that this man's going down. Well, he didn't. Brennan's information was totally wrong. Now you got to ask yourself, the guy that was a former head of CIA, the head of the FBI, the head of, you know, the State Department and other places, what did they do? What did they do to put in place something that would impeach this president? So 2 years later, fast forward 2 years later, and the Democrats come in. Oh, and I mean, we have to examine everything from his high school records all the way up to through his all, you know, 5 years of his tax returns. No, I want his tax returns back to 1998. You know, things like that. I don't see anything coming through Congress, through the House of Representatives, that says things like, what's your plan for immigration? What's your plan on securing the borders, if any? What's your plan for infrastructure? What's your plan for health care now that Obamacare has been dismembered? What is your plans here? Only thing I read every day is what they want to do. They want to bring in, they want to subpoena everybody. And they're on a fishing expedition to have them come in and talk about how we pull down the president. One of the Democrats said something the other day. He's a writer. He says, this is, oh, I'm sorry, the it was somebody that was speaking on one of the shows said, your problem is that he has done everything he said he was going to do. The first president in how long, that here was my campaign promises, and then he did it. He brought business back. He rebuilt the economy. Oh, it all started under Obama. No, it didn't. Obama had 8 years to fix the economy. He didn't do it. Trump did more in his first year than Obama did in 8. Well, but he laid the groundwork. No, he didn't. He may have done some of it, but it was Trump that did it. The lowest unemployment rates in decades. Lowest unemployment rate for women. Lowest unemployment rate for Hispanics. Lowest unemployment rate for African Americans. The lowest unemployment rate. You just keep hearing that, but you don't hear it on mainstream media. No, they're going back to, we need his tax records. Well, he's trying to do something about the border. Even Obama's former TSA director says, we have got an emergency on the border, and we do. We're taking literally thousands of people that are coming, they're flowing across that border, and we're moving them in different parts of the United States. They're coming in. They're undocumented. They've come through illegally, and now they're trying to get them back in the courts and all that. Well, that's still hundreds of thousands a year that are just flowing across that border, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down because he is trying to build a wall. He's trying to put more people on the border. And it's just when you have a flood of people, I don't care how many people you have on the border, you can secure it. But people aren't going to like what he wants to, you know, what should be done there. And I'm not talking about guns and all this, but I am talking about you're going to have to throw a lot of people down there, a lot of forces. And the only people that can do that is your military to secure that border. He also said he's getting us out. He got us out of Syria. And people were screaming about that. He got us out of other instances in the Middle East. And I have a feeling he's going to start pulling out of Afghanistan as soon as he can. So he's trying to end wars. Even Bernie's agreeing with him on that. So I guess what I'm saying is here, the people that listen and actually are thinking about our country ought to be calling the Democrats and saying, hey, look, talk about infrastructure. Talk about rebuilding the military. Talk about what's happening out there that can affect our country. And, you know, it's time to end. It's time to move on from this uncontrollable hatred of Donald Trump. Because Democrats, you're not going to win the next election on hate. You just won't. We're going to take a break. And we'll be right back, and hopefully Mr. Chow will be calling us. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, very professional team down there made up of your friends and neighbors who love working at Cornerstone Bank, and they really, really want to help you move your dream forward. What's your dream? Well, your dream can be new business or expansion of your business. Well, go down and talk to Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. 7:31 in the morning, 55 degrees out there, and we'll be right back. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:35 in the morning. It's about 55 degrees out there. I think we got a chance for rain today, and it's going to be cold, but the rest of the week is going to be start warming up. Yep, that's right, up into the 80s. Maybe Friday another chance of it coming through here. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793, and Alliance Heated and Air is bringing us this portion of the show. You know, this may be the time when it's cold here and people aren't thinking about it, is to call Alliance Heating and Air and make sure your air conditioner is ready. We were running air conditioners a week or so ago, and we're going to be back into us. This is like our 3 days of spring right now. So when it gets hot, it's going to get hot, and it's going to stay hot. So Alliance Heating and Air can come in, they can check all your air ducts, they can check the filters, they can make sure your machinery is working at, you know, in its best potential, because you want to save on electricity. And if it's running efficiently, you're going to save on electricity. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business, give them a call at 221-2642 or look at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We have on the line with us Peter Kuo, who is the California Republican Party vice chair. He's going to be up here in a week or so. He'll be up here in 2 days. So good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to be on.
Well, you know, we're really happy to have you on here. When they asked if we would be interested, I said, of course we'd be interested to talk to the vice chairman of the California Republican Party. And I have to admit, Peter, the Republicans are fighting a dogged battle in a very, very yes. blue state.
Mm-hmm.
What are the Republicans doing to,
you know,
start taking some of that back?
Sure, I'd love to chat about that. You know, simply because, you know, I immigrated to this country when I was 14 years old, and that was in 1982, and the America I knew back then is very different from the America I knew today.
Uh-huh.
I mean, back then we chased this American dream that we know, and everything is based on rule of law. And what I realized today is, you know, we are based, our politics based on political correctness or emotions. So I think that is not the American way. And I really think that if we have the ability to, as a California Republican Party, be able to change that concept of rule by feelings, instead of rules by feelings, we should change it to rule by law. Then, you know, we'll be back on track of governing the country, which is a more effective, a more safe, and a more productive country. And that's that's the goal that I'm going to have, is to change the concept about people's feelings about Republican Party.
Well,
that,
you know,
if I could do that, yeah, that'd be great.
Well, your story is very inspiring. As you said, you immigrated from Taiwan when you were 14 years old, and you've become successful. Can you tell us a little bit about I don't know how many people in Redding have ever gone to Taiwan, but I have. I've been to Taiwan. Oh, yeah. I was stationed in Okinawa, and we flew over to Taiwan back in the 70s before the break in relations with Carter and all this. And it was such, you know, it was an industrious country. We had a great time. My fellow Marines and I did, and that was, like I said, in like 76. So you all immigrated from Taiwan to here. Can you tell us a little bit about you and your story?
Sure. So when I was 14 years old, you know, I grew up with everything. My father was a very successful businessman. And in 1979, something happened in Taiwan, which is called Formosa Incident, where the government was cracking down on the anti-government movement back then in terms of independence of Taiwan. And slowly but surely, they used IRS to take our family's wealth away. So from having everything, we fled Taiwan in 1982 and come to San Jose here in the Bay Area with nothing but, you know, a violin on my back and a couple suitcases. And from there, my parents always tell me, hey, Peter, you know, as long as you work hard, don't break any rules, the American dream will be yours. And so I asked my dad, you know, what's my American dream and what's your definition of that? You know, he said, yeah, okay, it's easy, have an American house, have a Swiss watch, and wear Italian suits. And I go, okay, that's easy. So, you know, I chased after that dream, you know, own a house and got married, have three kids. And by the way, he told me to get married at 25 and have a son at age 28, have a daughter at age 30, and the son and daughter again at 32 and 34. And here's the recipe how to have a boy and girl, right? So I just particularly, you know, followed that formula and did have a son, which I just came back from his graduation at St. John's University. So my American dream has really come true with this guidance from my father, you know, 37 years ago. But I look at our country today, it is ruled by, you know, feelings. We should take care of the illegal, we should do this, we should do that. And I was telling my kids, like, look, I mean, you can't really do that if you want to run a country by feelings. So I was the first one to say, hey, we waited in line for 24 years for me to become a citizen of this greatest country on earth. What happened about me? I mean, we wait in line, pay our lawyer attorney fees, didn't break any laws, and follow all the rules. And these people who came in just, you know, took our welfares and especially our governor, is really trying really, really hard to take care of them. And I think that is just wrong to put the priority incorrectly on people who are here illegally. And so I'd be the first one to say, let's build a wall, really.
Well, you know, Peter, we have many friends here in Reading that are from other countries. And coming in, they could live anywhere, literally in the world, doctors, two doctors, a family of doctors. Their daughter graduated from Georgetown and is going into, you know, is in medical school now. Their other daughter's graduated, is in Georgetown wanting to get into, the political realm of the world. And he says to me, he says, this, you know, America is the shining, is that still that shining city. However, you know, on the hill there, on the mountain that people, you know, want to come here. Because you can succeed. You can make it on your own nerve and acuum and courage. But I agree with you that we're going to this thing now. It's what feels good should not be a law.
Correct. Absolutely.
So
yeah.
No, go on.
A big shout out to my high school teacher, Mr. Al Santos, who is living in Red Bluff. Today, he retired there. And, you know, he practically saved my life when I was a sophomore in high school. Because math was the only language that I can communicate with. Math, you know, language of math. And he showed me, you know, the way to the Lord. He's a faithful Christian, and he asked me to talk about that. You know, today we can't even talk about religion at school, right? And he showed me how to become a Christian, what it means to become a Christian, and, you know, what America is all about. So I indebted my life to him, really. And, you know, ever since I've become a citizen on day one, I signed up to be a Republican because it's a country of God, country, and Second Amendment, right, the Constitution. So I really feel that, Republican Party is my home, but the value of Republican Party was demonized in the past decade, or three decades, I would say. And it was just sad to see what's going on with our country, with the value they hold, especially on pro-life issues, Second Amendment, and everything is sort of turned upside down. And from an outsider, we have a Chinese, we have a saying, right? So it's like, 人在福中不知福, means that you are in paradise and don't even know it. I mean, America is the greatest country in the world, and yet we're trampling our own constitutional rights. to accommodate for others. It just boggles my mind to see what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, look, Peter, we have to take a quick break here. But when we come back, I want to talk about how, you know, a lot of, you know, everybody looks at the Republican Party as being a all-white, you know, very rich, you know, leadership and all this kind of thing. But we know that that's not true. And I want to talk about the leadership in the Republican Party in California. But then I really want to hear from you is how do we pull people into the Republican Party? So, but we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. And it's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You can go down there. You can put things on layaway. You can. They have a great selection of everything, as my wife, Linda, will be more than happy to attest. My wife, Linda, who said to me one day, you can never have too many guns. And I smiled, and then she said, or too many diamonds. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests. We're celebrating 26 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and prepare yourself for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Plus, don't miss your opportunity to win stacks of cash. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 26-year anniversary celebration, May 1st through 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's better at the River. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We're not gonna take it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:49 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. Rain is coming through. And we have on the phone Peter Kuo, who is the vice chair of the Republican Party. And before it gets away from me, you're going to be here on May 23rd. Is that right, Peter?
Yes, I am, Peter, on May 23rd, 5:30 p.m. at the CR Gibbs at 2300 Hilltop in Reading. Looking forward to talk to fellow Republicans at the Shasta County Republican Central Committee.
You know, and this is open to everybody, by the way. There's a lot of people now that are, they don't want to state their party. A lot of those people are very reachable, would you say?
Oh, yeah, they're very reachable, and I think, you know, over here in the Bay Area, we sort of become the closet Republicans, you know. And one of the reporters even asked me, do you think your civil right is being violated if you have a bumper sticker that says Donald Trump on it or Trump 2016? You call will be torched. It's not even a question if your car will be vandalized or not. It's when. So it's one of those things that I feel that being a Republican here in the Bay Area or anywhere in a blue state of California are being threatened constantly. So I'm an insurance agent, so I know a lot of things, what's going on in people's cars and homes, especially the fire up in your area. A good friend of mine, Michael Krasanich, had his house burned down in Magnolia, and it was devastating. And, along with his gun collections, along was thousands of dollars. And it was amazing what wildfire can do. And I asked Governor Newsom, why is he not taking care of us, you know? Yeah.
Well, I bet that was a great answer. Hey, Peter, you know, when people talk about the Republican Party, they don't realize the Republican Party has opened up to a lot of different types of people. Like you are the vice chair of the Republican Party, but who's the chairman of the Republican Party now?
The chairwoman.
Chairwoman. Is, okay.
Yes. Yeah, we actually elected the first Latina woman in the leadership of the Republican Party on February 24th. Her name is Jessica Patterson, Jessica Milan Patterson, and she's the first Latina and one to be elected. And it gives party a huge boost in terms of attracting minorities and women to the party, simply because, and I think, you know, we also elected the openly gay treasurer and the cancer survivor secretary. So I think in terms of our life experiences combined can really, really energize the party to attract a lot of new Republicans. And this, you know, although I don't want to say this is identity politics, but in reality, this board really reflects the entire California in terms of the thought process and how we should fix California. This entire board of 23 is working very hard every day, traveling up and down the state to attract more and more Republicans.
Well, you know, the Hispanic culture in California, of course, has been legendary. But many Hispanics seem to me that they live the lifestyle of Republicans. In, you know, they work hard, you know, they go to church, they have their businesses and all this. It seems to me that there's just a ready-made voting block if the Republicans could. What do the Republicans need to do to appeal to the Hispanic voters?
You know, I work very closely with Lisa Moreno. She is the newly elected also the regional vice chair for Central Valley. And, of course, she speaks fluent Spanish. So I've been working with her, and we come up, you know, not the same time, but almost exactly the same time, is that our value of that Asian American and Latino Americans are almost identical. You work hard, have your faith in God, and follow the rules. And that seems to be the central theme of our culture and our ethnicity is to work hard and realize there's a higher power above us. And that is almost the same as, you know, Asian Americans. So we are forming this alliance, to get this understanding up. It is Republican is the right party that everyone should belong. It's party of pro-life, a party of pro-family values. So we're working every day trying to translate a lot of our literatures into Spanish and Chinese and Vietnamese, Filipino. Do you know there are actually 10 languages in the ballot today?
The only people that can vote are citizens, and you've got to go through, as you know, it's not easy, and the test they give, everything, but you've got to be able to speak English, and I'm still haven't figured out why we have to put it in 10 different languages if people should be speaking English to vote. It befuddles me, but then again, there's a lot of things that befuddle me. Peter, does the Republican Party have like a 5-year plan? I mean, this isn't going to happen overnight. You have like a 5-year plan that says we want to add 10% to the party?
Yes, we actually do have goals and plans when we got elected is to increase, particularly for me, my job is in the registration area. So we came up with a website, again, within the CAGOP.org. Again, CAGOP.org/register. If you go in there, you can actually tell your friends and family, if you're independent, you know, take a stand. Don't just, you know, become independent. Now independent actually has more people who register as independent than Republicans. As a Republican, we don't have, only have 23%. Independent actually has 27%. So we need to reverse that trend, and I encourage all my friends and families and whoever who register as an independent, please take a stand and change the registration to become a Republican, because we are the party of your values.
It's an uphill battle. I know that. But it seems to me is that there's such a ready-made audience for things that, you know, when you can keep talking about the economy, that it's the best it's been, the lowest unemployment rate for everybody, no matter what your ethnic group is, that should be able to reach out to people. And I think people that are hardworking and you know, many of the Hispanics, you know, they're not crazy about illegals coming in and taking jobs. Things that are given to them, college tuition and all this, when their own children can't get that college tuition, and they're here, their families are here legally, they've been here for decades. I just think that there's things that can be done in reaching out. But I think you're right. The only way you're going to do this is to get, you know, everybody in the Republican Party is going to have to go out there and, you know, it's one of those things, find somebody and bring them in.
Absolutely. Again, I think it started with our platform. Our platform of pro-life, pro-constitution is going to bring in a lot of new voters to look at the Republican again. And it's a party of Big Ten. And we have many ethnic groups in our party that is ready and able to work with you to understand the legislative process. I mean, Democrats are coming with all kind of crazy laws, including they wanted to get rid of Prop 13 and take away our gun rights, which I think is ludicrous. I mean, I grew up in America knowing that these are you have guns, you know, to protect yourself from rapists and carjackers, and you have guns to put food on the table. So those are the things that I think should be preserved and be cherished. I mean, you don't have this kind of Second Amendment rights anywhere in the world, or even First Amendment rights, right?
Yeah, that's right. We should cherish these. Hey, I'm with Peter Kuo, who is the vice chair of the Republican Party. He's going to be in town here on Thursday. He's going to be speaking at 5:30 p.m. at C.R. Gibbs. Everybody knows where that's at, but it's on in Hilltop Drive here in Reading. I think that listening to you is going to be very, very productive, because Peter came in. He is an immigrant from Taiwan, and has become a success here in this country because this country allows people to be successes. And I really appreciate you taking the time to give us a call.
Absolutely, Carl. It's great to be on. Okay, thank you for giving me the time to speak to your audience.
You bet. Thank you very much. Peter Kuo. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Gary Hayward, who is the general manager of Wind River Resort and Casino, and also Ken Murray in here. So this should be an interesting hour. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On orders from President Trump, former White House counsel Don McGahn was a no-show this morning, defying a House Judiciary Committee subpoena ordering his appearance on Capitol Hill. The panel's Democrat Chairman Gerald Nadler had threatened to hold McGahn in contempt of Congress if he failed to testify.
This committee will hear Mr. McGahn's testimony, even if we have to go to court to secure it.
The committee's ranking Republican, George's Doug Collins, says it's nothing more than political theater orchestrated by Nadler.
I cannot emphasize this enough. The track record demonstrates he does not actually want information. He wants the fight, but not the truth. The closer he actually comes to obtaining information, the further we run from it.
McGahn was a key witness in Special Counsel Mueller's Russia probe. Top Trump administration officials briefing members of Congress on Iran. The closed-door briefing comes after weeks of escalating tensions in the Persian Gulf that have raised alarms on Capitol Hill over a possible military showdown. More nasty weather expected today across a wide swath of the country's midsection.
Most likely area for severe thunderstorms will be across much of Missouri, western Illinois, southward across northern and central Arkansas. But at least some risk will extend really from Houston, Texas, up to just south of Chicago, and also including Kansas City and Wichita. So a very active day over a large area. It is tornado season in this part of the country.
Storm Prediction Center forecast chief Bill Bunting says in addition to more tornadoes, more severe flooding could cause some big problems later in the day. Home sales slipped 0.4% last month. Would-be homebuyers face affordability challenges along with a limited supply of starter houses on the market. Wall Street stocks sharply higher. The Dow is up about 174 points. The Nasdaq up 93 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can't save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as a global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776. Don't delay. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 now.
The founder of Huawei says U.S. restrictions on sales to the Chinese tech giant will have little impact. The BBC's Robin Brandt in Shanghai.
A day after Google said it was ending the supply of its Android operating system to Huawei's 200 million plus annual smartphone production, Mr. Ren has insisted his company has been preparing for what he called this clash by stockpiling chips on a large scale. He said the firm's 5G business won't be affected, and he boasted as well that Huawei is 2 or 3 years ahead of its competitors at the moment. He appeared conciliatory when it comes to China's national support for Huawei, saying we shouldn't fan up nationalism and populism.
Crews in New Zealand have re-entered an underground coal mine where a methane explosion killed 29 workers more than 8 years ago. It's raising hopes among family members they might find bodies and new evidence could lead to criminal charges. News and analysis at townhall.com. American Airlines accuses its mechanics and their unions of conducting an illegal work slowdown to gain leverage in contract talks. The airline is asking a federal judge to put a stop to it.
The airline says mechanics caused about 900 cancellations or long delays since early February by taking an unusually long time to repair planes and refusing to work overtime. The lawsuit filed Monday in federal district court in Fort Worth was against the Transport Workers Union and the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. American says the slowdown will affect 3,400 passengers a day if it continues into summer. Both unions declined to comment. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The airline industry's U.S. trade group is predicting another record for summer travel. Airlines for America expects 257.4 million people to fly on U.S. carriers between June 1st and August 31st, 3.4% increase over last summer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:05 in the morning. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. 21st of May. This is Linda's birthday. Wow. She'll be back today around noontime. Yeah, she turns 32.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Linda. And she's going to be down at the singing this Thursday.
Yes.
At Elements Lounge. Yeah. And Jared, what's it look like for weather today and the rest of the week?
It's currently 54 degrees here downtown. Today we have a 90% chance of showers, then mostly cloudy at night with a high of 62, a low of 50. Wednesday and Thursday are going to be mostly sunny, high of 77, a low of 56 for Wednesday, high of 80, a low of 56 for Thursday. And then on Friday we have it's going to be sunny with a chance of showers, 30%, a high of 80 and a low of 57.
Okay, hey, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And just let me point out that Chuck and Judy are very giving people. People that were the survivors of our car fire are living on their property while they're waiting to have their homes rebuilt. They may be in trailers. They may be in RVs. Most of these have only 7-gallon tanks, and which means they have to disconnect it, turn off pilot light, and all this stuff. Chuck is putting on, if you want it, he'll put a 120-gallon tank on your property, and he'll fill that up. He's going to put it on for free. He's going to give you a best deal you'll ever get. And, I mean, he's not making money. In fact, he's losing money on this. So you don't have to keep disconnecting your propane. So he's going to do that, like I said, for free. You just give him a call at 365-3793. He's there, out there. He wants to help the people. It's already tough enough, he says, without having to worry about that every week. So that's Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Gary Hayward, who is the general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino, and Ken Murray, man about town, bon voyant. He is my historical record for Redding for a variety of reasons. But Gary, last night there was an EIS. I think it was EIS,
yes.
Environmental Impact Study, open house, town hall meeting. And it was at the Veterans Center on Yuba Street. And I have to say it was just packed with people. Yes. I didn't get a seat until later because I made the mistake of coming in at about 10 till 6 and started at 6. Well, it was like, oh, I guess there's going to be a lot of people here today.
Yeah.
And there was.
It's a great turnout.
It was a great turnout, and the EIS, the statements were because Wind River, or Redding Rancheria, wants to expand, wants to purchase or put into a trust,
yes,
220 acres.
232
along I-5. Can you tell everybody what this is about, and who may not have heard about it by now?
Yes. So the property was purchased about 18 years ago, and from the get-go, our intent was one day relocating to I-5. I mean, that just is good business sense at some point to get on I-5 if we could. It's a great setting. It was never intended just to be gaming. It was a mixed use was our intent because we have a lot of acreage down there. But finally, the opportunity came. The federal law allowed us to put our application in. We met all the criteria to put our application in. The BIA stepped up and said, we will lead this process, which was outstanding for us because that doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been leading this process. Out of seven steps, we just went through the fifth step. So we have two steps left. to finalize this process. And potentially by November, we could get word what our status will be if it will go into trust. And so when it goes into trust, the federal government holds that trust over us. So there are certain things we have to do to continue to have that trust status. And there's laws and everything that backs that up.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't like it just goes into trust and can do whatever we want. We also have federal statutes.
You have oversight. There to make sure that, hey, this is what we said we're going to do. Plus, you also have to, when you're constructing or anything like that, this isn't just willy-nilly.
Oh, no. No, no. In fact, our standards that we have in construction are equal or higher than the ones that are the city or the county have in place. And for the most part, we go above and beyond every time.
You still are inspected and all those things. I mean, so this isn't like something they're just going to put it up.
No.
This way.
No.
So you have to, you know, all the building codes, everything like that.
Right.
Now, is this EIS out there for people to read?
Yes. There's three different places. You can get it at the county library right now. You can get it online through the BIA, and you can get a hard copy as well, I think, to look at the actual office in town here, the BIA.
Okay.
And there may be some other avenues, but those are three that I can remember.
All right. Can you tell our audience what the advantages are with a new location? What that means to the city and to the county and the surrounding area?
Well, I think the best thing about it is our location there is going to open up. We're going to create something that Redding's never seen or never had, and it's going to be a destination resort. It will look nothing like Rolling Hills, which is basically a truck stop with a casino. It will be something that everybody will be proud of. It will be something that we will not be able to accommodate all the people that we're going to have at our entertainment and our events.
Mm-hmm.
Our events hall will seat over 1,800 people. We're going to bring acts here that have never really came to Redding on a consistent basis. And all the hotels and all the restaurants in town are going to catch that overflow every time we do that, which will be on a weekly basis. Everything we're adding to this facility has nothing to do with gaming. Everything we're expanding has nothing to do with gaming. Our gaming is not changing. It is basically staying approximately about what the same it is, with the potential to grow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But everything we're adding is bringing new money to Redding. It's new money. I heard talk last night that the money is just passed around through Redding, what we make.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Redding. 40% of our customers are not from Redding. Now, I couldn't say that before we had a hotel. Before we had a hotel, 90% of our customers were Redding or Shasta County. Now it's about 60%. And I think with this new resort, it will even become less a Redding group or local customer, more out of town.
I want to take an early break, Jared, because I want to come back. I want to talk about, let's just talk nuts and bolts here. I want to talk about the number of people working there. I want to talk about that kind of stuff, what that brings also into Redding. Because I think people need to hear all of this. You've got to be, when you look at something, you've got to look at the total picture. And we're going to have, we're inviting, of course, there is opposition to it. They have come in because they deserve to be heard. With Ken Murray, though, Ken has already, you know, just this morning has talked about things that had happened back in the early 90s when he was on the Planning Commission. Is that right?
In the 80s.
80s. Wow. 80s. Do you remember the 80s? I'm not sure.
Kind of.
Okay. About that. But I think all this needs to come out. But we also want to have the opposition to this. And there is opposition. We need to hear what they're saying, too. Because I want to see, you know that there's a lot of things I think everybody wants to go in the same direction. I just think we just need to be able to find a way to do that. But when we come back, we're going to do some numbers when we get back. It's 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and her people. Background checks, screening, drug testing. She'll come to your home, Sharon Clark will, and she'll see what plan works for you, not what works for Home Helpers. And she will provide the right person for you and your family. Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots.
ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes, and I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, and you'll never hear me complain, 'cause I got friends in low places.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive. Let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:19 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. Looks like we're going to have a little rain. It's not going to get much warmer than 65 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell was on the show yesterday talking about the single-payer health system, which, of course, means the feds run your health care. that all the Democrat presidential candidates are really pushing, and but they're not pushing on how they're going to pay for it. And the fact that you lose your doctor, Medicare is over, Medicaid is over. If you get a chance, listen to yesterday's show on our archives. But Judy Maxwell provides insurance and financial support. She's been doing this since 1993, I should say financial advice. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First. Give her a call at 221-0441. We're here today with Gary Hayward, who is the general manager, chairman of the Wind River Resort and Casino, and Ken Murray. I got a couple more questions for Gary, and then I want to listen to Ken because he talks more about the process from the political side and from his experience for all these years about working in these things. But Gary, we're talking about when we talk about an expansion, what are we talking about as employment and that kind?
Well, right now, we're estimating additional 700 jobs. Our payroll is going to go up to around $24 million and some change.
And these are all local people we're talking.
All local, yeah. We're all homegrown. I've hired people from the industry, and they never made it because I think they brought bad habits with them. Things from Vegas, things from Atlantic City, things from these other places. And we've found out that our homegrown people are the best. The average time with me on my management team is 15 years. That's the lowest guy I got. I got people that have been there the whole 26 years, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And they're from the community, yeah. Right? So they're a part of what we do.
So $24 million a year, 700 new jobs. And yeah. We're not just talking about people that are dealing, because you're not really expanding that out.
No. So it's going to be more in the service side of things associated with our events and our group sales and our restaurants and our facilities. That's going to be something. We're going to need some skilled guys for that because everything we're putting in is going to be up to date with the new technologies and things. And we're finding out that we need a lot more skilled people to do that. Mm-hmm. And labor people that have the trades as well. And we're going to need those kind of people.
Well, okay, the construction, it's short-term jobs, but construction on this is approximately how many people for that?
That's going to be a couple thousand people, said and done. This the whole facility is going to be around 400,000 square feet and then some. And it's going to have – everything's going to be state-of-the-art as well. I think people are going to be really impressed that it's not going to – it's going to blend in with – the scenery, it's not going to stick out like a sore thumb like our competitors down the road.
Yeah, and we'll get into that again. But the your vendors that you use, and this is something else too. It infuriates me that I see vendors from out of the area coming in to build things for our city.
Oh, that won't happen. We will have a contractor from Reading. It will be a contractor. We have a few contractors that I guarantee could do the job fantastic right mm-hmm. now. And it will be one of them, guaranteed.
Okay. All right. Ken, mm-hmm. Questions were raised last night about traffic and, you know, gosh, once this happens, here's a question right now. About the Smith Lane overpass, if that happens, will it become an interchange? Can you give us some perspective on this?
Yeah. Remember, this is a federal process. It's a NEPA process. The purpose of the process is to determine what environmental impacts may happen as a result of taking the land into trust. The NEPA process, as I said, only identifies potential problems. There are other processes that will take place after the close of the NEPA process when it will be determined what is necessary to mitigate the negative impacts. And all of the mitigation, and traffic will have to be mitigated, floodway will have to be mitigated, runoff into the Sacramento River will have to be mitigated. Those mitigation measures will all be paid for by the tribe. So at this point, we know there will be an increase in traffic. I also know, because Gary told me, that they're not going to be a truck stop. They're not looking for truck traffic.
That's been from the very beginning. They're not going to even have trucks parked out there.
No, just delivery. That's it.
But if it takes, and let's talk cold hard bucks here. If it costs the tribe $1 billion to widen the freeway to 8 lanes, build the bridge 3 times bigger so that it is not a traffic problem, that's their issue to come up with $1 billion. It's not the city's issue. It's not the taxpayers' issue. It's their issue. And once the mitigation measures are identified, and they are not going to be identified in this NEPA process, but once the mitigation measures are identified, then Gary and his crew will have to make a business decision. Can I afford it and still make this thing go forward? And they could pull the plug. The tribe could pull the thing on the plug on the whole thing because the mitigation measures are so costly. And as I say, that's a different process. It's coming after NEPA.
Okay.
Because there's going to be agreements with the city and the county that have to take place in this process as well after the fact, which is what Ken's referring to. And those agreements are also on top of some of those other mitigation factors, because we're going to need services from the city. You know, we're going to need services from the county, and all that stuff will also be part of that mitigation process.
For example, years ago, and this was in the 90s, at the current location, their well went bad. And they petitioned the city of Redding to extend water service to the Rancheria. The city negotiated with the tribe to provide that water service. The result of that water service was that the tribe paid considerably more than the citizens of Redding.
$200,000 a year with a bill on top of it.
On top of usage. And
you pay that every year?
They got
or then.
It's $100,000 now.
$100,000 a year.
Yeah.
See, and this is what people, I didn't realize that till, I don't know, last time you and I talked, I guess, was that you all pay a fee to have that water.
To have the connection.
Plus pay for the water.
Yes.
So that's $100,000 a year for the connection.
Currently. A little over 100, but it was what Kim was referring to.
It was 200 then.
It was 200 then. It started at 6, ended up being 2, and we did all the infrastructure work to make
it
happen.
But keep in mind, it's their business decision to go forward once whatever they want and the mitigation for whatever impacts they cause are determined. This NEPA process is just scoping out potential areas of concern. I mean, they still have to get NEPA doesn't give them Caltrans approval for the interchange.
No.
It doesn't give them city approval or county approval for road improvements. It doesn't give them any of that. All it does is say there's going to be impacts later. It'll be determined. Mitigation.
Where you are now that you had to change the lanes or something like this?
Well, and that's fortunately for us, there are other developments happening. Mm-hmm. So with that, we're going to be all paying a fair share at some point.
Right.
So what they're doing is they're changing the lane. You know, it's going to be the roundabouts with the diverging diamond process that they put it out there. That's pretty much.
We had the traffic. We had the guy that did the traffic plan on. He was. I mean, this guy is probably one of the best in the United States, and that does this. And he was very confident that his plan was going to handle the problems that people will see as they arise. But what I meant was on your where you are right now.
Oh, currently, yes.
Currently, you had to change your traffic pattern there
completely. Yeah.
And so you had, that was after the fact.
It was, and we put in that the light system and everything, we put that intersection in. So that was additional, and that was about $250,000. And we also had to get approval from Caltrans to do that. So Caltrans, and that was a lengthy, we had to get through that before we could ever expand. And that was probably the most lengthy process, but we worked through it and we got it done.
There is not going to be a shovel in the ground on January 1st of next year.
No, you were talking. You're talking
a long
like,
ways
you're
away.
Talking like 2 years away. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. I want to come back and I'm going to raise some of the questions from last night about the agricultural land out there. I've heard this ever since, when, and I was I wasn't here when the they were talking about a car park, but I was here when Hawkins came in to, wanting to build a shopping mall on that side across the freeway from you, right in the middle of Churn Creek Bottom.
Right.
And I started hearing about the agricultural land, and I heard a lot of about it last night. But Ken, you were on a board, I believe, when all that happened. So I'd like to talk about that too. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call at 238-5981 because you know what? If you've had enough of cooking, you've had enough of yard work, you've had enough, just enough. River Commons Senior Living is not assisted living. This is for people that travel. They don't have to worry about every day something, you know, going wrong with the plumbing, any of this. This is it's like a mini cruise ship is the way I put it. A mini cruise ship with a gourmet chef. Think about that. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Go on down there, visit, tour it, and find out why so many people are down there and why it is one of the premier senior living areas in the Northern California area, located right downtown, 301 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:34 in the morning. It's 52 degrees out there. It's not going to get too much warmer, maybe up into the low 60s. We're looking at rain coming in here today. But it's going to start clearing up for the rest of the week, at least through Friday. You know, spring, you know, it's May, and it's 52 degrees in Reading. Can you believe that? This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified by the Joint Commission and is an advanced primary stroke facility. They're in the top 50 hospitals in the United States when it comes to cardiovascular health and fully accredited chest pain center. Not only that, but they've provided beds for our 5150s, those people that are dangerous to themselves or others that are on the streets, and they bring them in and stabilize them and help those people. All of the things that they have that they do from Shasta Regional Medical Center that are good for our community. Compassion, caring, and community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center stands for. I'm here with Gary Hayward, who is the chairman and the general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino, and Ken Murray, who has a historical perspective of everything up to and including the Spanish-American War. Did Teddy re-ride the horse up the hill?
You know, ageism is a form of discrimination.
Yeah, you know what? I can get away with it. One of the things we were talking about, you know, we talked about mitigation. Just because approval is given, you still got to pencil it all out.
Oh, just like anybody else.
Anybody else, you know, mm-hmm. before you go forward. Right. I was there last night, and I heard people saying, and this to me is, I was surprised, because I heard it more than once, that Wind River, Reading Rancheria, has enough. Mm-hmm. They have enough. They're already helping people, and God bless them for that, but they have enough. I find that amusing that people will say that. They have enough. I mean, I don't hear them saying that about Bezos and Amazon. I don't hear them saying it about Apple. I don't hear them saying it about Sierra Pacific. I don't hear them saying this about other businesses. Where does it say you've got enough and you can't expand your business? Right. I'm not sure where that comes from.
Well, I think it's ignorance, right, to some degree. It's got to be ignorant. And here, because I think what they don't know is we have 400 members, our constituents, are 100% taken care of by the tribe. They get no assistance from any programs or any government-assisted programs. We 100%, they're 100%, they all are taken care of by us.
Medical, so, retirement.
Everything.
Everything. And by the way,
they're all employed, basically, 100%.
Your the clinics that Reading Rancheria has put out, I don't know if people realize that they've helped 71,000 people a year. These are people on Medicaid. This isn't – I can't walk in there probably, but people on Medicaid, 71,000. And when you think about this, those are people that are not in the emergency room. They have doctors now, and they're seen there. And it's strictly on Medi-Cal, Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I look at the things that are going on, and when I hear that, I think – are people really, do they really believe in that? You've got enough? That's not what America is about.
Well, shouldn't enough? Or, as far as I know, the tribe is either the largest or one of the largest suppliers of Medicaid services to the community as a whole, not just the tribal members. Are we saying we're we're doing enough for those less fortunate than ourselves? Are we doing enough? Because that's what flows logically from they have enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. The more they have, the more they're able to do. And they're already doing a great deal for medical services for people who are indigent and or on government-subsidized programs. The tribe's supplying the doctors. The tribe's supplying the dentists. The rest of us aren't doing it.
You know, one of the big arguments was last night, and again, everybody, we're also going to have in the leader of the opposition of this right. to talk also. I think that's the fair, you know, that's the fair thing to do, and to hear both sides. But everybody was talking about this the agriculture, the land there, that, you know, it took it 10,000 years to have this type of soil and all this. I thought, wow, you know, that's pretty interesting.
Let's think about that for a moment. Moore's Flour Mill bought the property directly across the highway, just east of this of the strawberry fields.
Right.
Okay. His plan was to grow grain there for his own business. It was economically not viable for him. He lost money on the deal, and I see
because of growing his own right there.
Yeah, he lost it because it wasn't economically viable. Yes, it's good dirt, but the fact that it's good dirt doesn't mean it's economically viable for an agricultural operation to go in there. Churn Creek Bottom is a home style area. I mean, people want their 2 acres of paradise or 5 acres of paradise where they can grow their own radishes. But personally, I draw the line, or just like the people across the river from the strawberry fields. They did not buy the view shed on the other side of the river. I mean, they could have. It was for sale. I mean, private parties and the tribe is a private party, aren't obligated to provide open space for other people just because they don't want to look at something. It's private property. They have the right to develop their own private property. And those who are complaining that, well, like the entrance to the city, it'll be a horrible entrance to the city. What's the entrance to the city now? It's a cow pasture, a heavy-duty equipment rental yard, and a truck driving school. That's what we got. I'd rather see a hotel, a giant hotel coming into town. That's one thing. The second thing is, from my perspective, everybody who's run for office in the last 50 years in this town has run that they're going to do something to create jobs. And yet, when somebody comes along who's going to create jobs, they stand up and bitch and moan about it because it's not the right kind of jobs or it's in the wrong area. Hey, folks, a job's a job.
You know, I've noticed since I've lived here, you know, well, I lived here 12 years. The thing that I look at is, moved here 12 years ago, I've seen our city and our county decline because of the economy. We've lost policemen. We've lost firemen or fire personnel, you know, police personnel. I was just being politically correct there, you know, because it used to be policemen and firemen. Now it's, of course, everybody. But here's the thing is everybody knows we can't hire more unless we have more money. So now we're talking about taxes. But our city finally now is at that step. In my opinion, we're building downtown. We're going to see a resurgence of downtown here. But it's not going to be 700 jobs.
No.
It's not going to be that. It's not going to be bringing in, thousands of people a month, literally, for venues and things like this. If we want better response time, we need more money. And we've got to increase it. And right now we're on the cusp there. They're building this new county seat or county courthouses. We're building Costco. We're building, Wind River wants to, Ready Rancheria wants to expand out like that. All of this are steps forward. We can't keep our kids here because there's no jobs. If we don't build and progress and this brings in other businesses, we're not going to have our kids here. They're just going to, you know, not because they don't want to live here, it's because they can't get a job here. that's where I think that's where my heart is to see us at that area right now where we can move forward. Now, it doesn't mean that we, you know, that everything that's being said that can't somehow come to an agreement, because I'd like to see that happening. And I know that you're open, Gary.
Oh, 100%.
Open these things. So we're going to take a break, James, and we're going to come right back to you right after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. I don't know if people know this, but SST Oil has been in business here 52 years. 52 years. They're just kind of one of those unsung heroes of our business community. They move oil, gas, kerosene, transport all over, not just California, but all the surrounding states. It's an employee-owned business. They have fuel cards that anybody can sign up for that you can use at 59,000 locations. They take care of the monitor heater, the Toyo heater, Toyo water heater, all of these. This is their strength in our community, and they do so many things for our veterans and other parts of our community. That's SST Oil. They're always looking for good employees. Again, looking for employees. 241-1167. Give them a call. I'll be right back with Gary Hayward and Ken Murray.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Gather your friends to spend a hilarious night with funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out.
You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants. I'll be able to go out.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in the Netflix sitcom Real Rob and has also starred in hit movies like Deuce Bigelow and The Hot Chick. And you can catch him in the Netflix series of SNL. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Thursday, May 30th. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay at our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today is May the 21st. It's 10 minutes before the hour, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold right there. It's also my beloved Linda's birthday, so she's traveling back right now on an airplane. Happy birthday, honey. Okay, I'm here with Gary Hayward, who is the general manager and CEO of Wind River Resort and Casino, but also you're also the CEO of the development group.
Yeah, too. We call it Redco, but it's our Economic Development Corporation.
Right, and Ken Murray, of course. Let's go to the phones. James, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have comments? You're live on the air.
Well, right now, when Wind River bought that parcel, the 150 acres, they promised they weren't going to build a casino there. Does anybody remember that?
Is that you're talking about the original casino?
Well, I don't know.
No, I'm talking about the 150 acres they bought on Cherry Creek Bottom that they said they didn't buy it to build a casino there, and there was not going to be a casino there.
Yeah, I've never heard that. Ever.
Well, maybe you should go read.
Well, I was there. I was there when it was purchased, James. So where you're getting your information, I'd love you to send.
No, I've been. Hey, I used to work on a ranch down in Turn Creek Bottom before when they built the freeway through there, dude. And I remember that when Wind River bought that parcel, they promised that they were not going to build a casino on the freeway.
Let me ask
they
this.
They did promise that, and you can check the record Searchlight.
So when was
back
that?
Records for that?
Hey James, let me just ask.
It was published.
Hey James, let me ask this question. When was that purchased? I mean, have you just purchased it or?
No, we've had it for.
It was
18 years.
18 years.
In the 90s, I believe, but I'm not going to swear to that because
it was in the 90s. You're right.
Okay. All right. So this is something to check the record then. So, okay, James, thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
That's news to me. I wasn't part of any group that I talked to said we weren't going to do that. So that's news to me. I'd like to see that myself, to be honest with you.
Okay. As we've been going through all day, all morning here, is that the process is, I mean, we're in the process right now. But there's nothing that says that this is going to go forward if, you know, it's all based on does it pencil out.
Right. Right, exactly. And to speak to James' comment, it might have been said that we weren't doing it immediately, but it was never said we weren't ever going to build there. So someone might have said we don't intend to build a casino tomorrow because where we were at the time was viable at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we would never say that we're not going to do something on a piece of property we bought, because why would we do that? Why would we put ourselves in a position where we couldn't do what we wanted with our own private property?
And that's a big thing. Okay, for people that are worried about, if you're worried about what happens when you're driving into town, and I've heard this, do mm-hmm. we, you know, is it going to, you know, the truck stop with, you know, all this kind of stuff? But your plans. Don't have any of that in there.
Oh no!
What are the plans that you have to build in that?
Our plan is, what we build will have every bit of nature that Redding offers and Shasta County offers in the plan. It will blend in with the scenery. It will blend in with the river. It will be a part of that. It'll look better than it looks now. It won't look like a cow pasture, as Ken referred to, and a lot of people referred to it as.
Mm-hmm.
Some people refer to it as a strawberry field. It will actually be a very beautiful entry to Redding. It'll be something that no one's ever seen up here. And it's going to bring people here. I think people are losing that. It's going to bring new money to this community. It's going to fill up our other hotels. It's going to fill up our other restaurants. We can't accommodate what we're going to bring with that thing.
You're talking 200 to 250 rooms, I think.
Right.
And
we're going to have events that are going to be close to 2,000 seats. We can't accommodate all those people.
You know, one of the points made last night, too, when we were talking about traffic, I thought was interesting that when people come to Wind River, they stay.
Right.
I mean, they stay for like 3 or 4 hours if you have an event and all these things. And you look at Costco, the amount of traffic that you have at Costco is they come in, they're there for an hour, maybe, if depending on how much food they have out that day. And then they're out and they're gone. So there's a constant traffic there.
Their impact will be greater than our impact. It's in the traffic report.
I didn't realize.
It's real clear.
I didn't realize that, but it makes sense.
Retail, that's why we're holding off on our retail component. So the retail component is in the EIS, but the retail component we're holding off for the future. If the Smith Road Exchange ever eventually becomes reality, that gives us the ability to bring that retail component back in. Because right now, if we put the retail component with the casino, that impact, and we ourselves said, look, we understand that we're going to put that aside for now because we don't want that additional impact to hit that traffic. We did that.
I saw someplace that the possible retail component would be something like a Cabela's or something like that.
That was our intent. Yeah, that is something like that.
Down the line.
Right.
If everything else works out.
Yes.
So there's a lot of ifs in there.
Yes, lots.
Lots of ifs. Lots of ifs.
Always.
I don't know. And the other thing I heard last night was it was going to have a deleterious effect on wildlife. I mean, the only wildlife. Give me a break. I mean, bald eagles are nesting on the frickin' golf course. Okay? and before that, we're nesting next to a bridge on Highway 44. That's just a non-starter for me.
How did it become Churn Creek Bottom become an agricultural area down there?
Because in 1980, when we were writing the county general plan, all 200 or 500 of them got together and showed up at all the planning meetings and were so vocal that the county planning commission, of which I was a part at the time, decided it wasn't worth the hassle to do anything. And when people talk about the Churn Creek Bottom being shown on the city's general plan as open space and agriculture, the city doesn't have a general plan that covers that area. They're just including in their sphere of influence what the county shows in their general plan. That's the county's general plan. The city is only copying it to show what's happening adjacent to the boundaries to the city.
You know, I know this is hard to do, Gary, but if it comes to fruition, if you move forward with this, how much, and I don't want to be crass about this whole thing, but I am a pragmatist.
Sure.
What kind of funds do we see coming into our, you know, coming into our area here?
As far as?
As, you know, people coming in, you're having these events. I mean, people spend money. Has there been any estimate about how much money that would bring into our county and our city?
That we haven't completed yet.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of, you know, it's going to be huge numbers. Yeah, it's going to be in the millions of dollars.
That's what I would think. And I go back again to progress. Progress, unfortunately, causes some people to become uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it causes them to move from where they are or whatever. But progress needs to keep going. Who knows? Maybe I would like to think that I would have the same thoughts if it was across the street from me. I do know that Costco, when they're putting it in, I know a person that lives right on the edge of the parking lot. And he said, if you can turn those lights away from us so it's not shining into our yard, we'd appreciate that. And Costco changed it so the lights came down. Because, you know, I think that was some of the things they're afraid of, the lighting and all this.
Well, and we dealt with that when we built the Hilton. The neighbors down below, we accommodated and mitigated their concerns. We had lighting issues, too. We did the same thing. We went as far as going to their house at night to see how it was impacting their yards and changed them. I mean, that That's we intend to do that now. We're not just going to throw it up and go, hey, guess what? We can do whatever we want. We're part of this community. We've been part of this community for a long time, a lot longer than a lot of people. And we want to make sure what we do complements what's happening in this community and makes it better. That's our intent. And that's what we will do.
I think we'll get in on that one.
Keep in mind that the EIS process is not the end of everything. It's the beginning of a lot of things. There will be a lot more public hearings having to do with mitigation measures to address things like noise pollution, light pollution, traffic, and all that stuff.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much, Gary Hayward. And Ken Murray for coming in today. And tomorrow we're going to have our veteran service officer coming in. There's been a lot of changes in the some of the things that are going on here at the Veterans Clinic and other things that are coming on that need to be talked about. So Celestina Traver will join us tomorrow to give us an update on everything like that. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
And don't forget to come see Linda Thursday night in Elements Restaurant. It's awesome.